Greetings, friends, and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. The website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. Well, today we're going to be doing a news time, end times headlines podcast. We haven't done one of these in a while. There's a lot of topics that I would like to cover that I've got articles saved up from. Typically, I talk about some of the crazy genetic modifications that are taking place, times of Noah type stuff, and I have several of those. But today, we're going to talk about the weather. We're going to talk. I always wondered when I was a kid. I always wondered why adults always wanted to talk about the weather, and now it seems to be all I want to talk about is the weather. To the point where my wife's tired of hearing me complain about the weather. Well, if you've listened to me for very long, you know I live in the great state of Indiana. Well, at one of the last few strongholds of Christian values and conservative thinking in the United States. And if you've ever been to Indiana, it's corn country. I mean, the majority of the state is farmland. And I grew up in rural area. I grew up in a little town with about 1,200 people, 1,200 people living in it. I graduated high school with like 40 kids. So I'm used to seeing the fields. And I got to tell you, well, we have this saying, you know, knee-high by the 4th of July, talking about corn. And although for the last 20 years, it's been more like 6 foot high by the 4th of July, because now we use genetically modified Frankencorn, not real corn anymore. But it used to be knee-high by the 4th of July, or 6 foot high for the last 20 years. But either way, by this time of year, the corn is raging everywhere. It's taller than me, usually. And the fields, just endless fields of corn and beans. And what we have now is nothing. And I mean next to nothing. The fields are empty. They're filled with water or weeds. The fields that are planted, which are very few, I would guesstimate between 1 and 10%, maybe. The fields that are planted, between 1 and 10%, and they're like ankle high by the 4th of July. And I don't think people understand how significant this crisis is, because it's not just in my state, it's all over this area. All of this farm country in the United States ruined, underwater. It seems as though it's rained for months, because it has. And when you have this kind of thing take place where massive amounts, millions of acres of fields are not planted, you run into a shortage. And when you run into a shortage, that means pricing will change. And so I anticipate between now and a year from now that food prices are going to skyrocket, and there may even be food shortages due to this issue. At the very least, there's massive grain shortages. Especially for a nation that's so dependent on corn. So I just wanted to share that with you. That's my perspective before reading an article about it. Just what I see. And I've been concerned about this all some spring and summer long as I'm looking out to the fields. And again, I've lived here forever. You know, I'll be 38 years old here in a few weeks. I've never seen the fields like this in my entire life. So let's look at a few of these articles. First article says, sign of the times? Weather patterns all over the planet are going absolutely nuts. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read excerpts from these articles. Most of them coming from the end of the American dream, mostimportantnews.com, the economic collapse blog.com. Because Michael Snyder's just did a great job of gathering all this information. Here's what it says. It says, we have never seen global weather patterns go as crazy as they have so far in 2019. Record high temperatures are being shattered all over the planet. But meanwhile, some parts of the U.S. are just buried by massive amounts of snow. The sixth largest city in India is literally running out of water due to extremely dry conditions. But in middle America, it just won't stop raining. In fact, the Midwest is getting hammered by more severe storms as I write this article. Meanwhile, Australia is being forced to import enormous amounts of wheat due to the extraordinary drought that nation is currently experiencing. Everywhere you look, around the globe, we see bizarre weather extremes. Worldwide weather patterns are shifting dramatically, and many believe that what we have witnessed so far is just the beginning. Do you have an explanation for what's going on? Because the truth is that most experts don't. And then he goes on to give some more information. There's many that believe that a lot of these weather extremes are due to weather manipulation, due to that whole program, which does exist. You need to research it, but you might be troubled to discover what's going on with the geoengineering and just the things related to weather that are being manipulated by man. The next article says, torrential rain of biblical proportions is causing immense devastation for the Midwest farmers. So I talked about what I saw here, what I'm seeing here in the state of Indiana. Here's what the article says. The wettest 12 months in all of U.S. history was followed by the second wettest May on record. And for some parts of the Midwest, the month of June will be even worse. Of course, we're now to the end of June as I'm reading this article. Some portions of Ohio and Indiana have gotten more than 10 inches of rain since Friday, and more rain is literally falling on the Midwest as I write this article. When I described what we witnessed as torrential rain of biblical proportions, I'm not just exaggerating even a little bit. Even before we got to the month of June, farmers in the middle of the country were already dealing with a disaster unlike anything they have ever experienced before. And just when everyone thought it couldn't possibly get any worse, it did. Since Friday, the rainfall totals in Ohio Valley have been staggering. So this is an article that was written literally on June 18th. And it's true. What you're reading, if you've been seeing this stuff you've been seeing these articles and things posted, it's true. It really is that bad. The fields really are that empty. It really is that flooded. I mean, I've been seeing it with my own eyes. I see it with my own eyes. I'll see it with my own eyes this morning as I drive. I'm telling you, in Indiana, you can't go anywhere unless you live in Indianapolis, in the heart of Indianapolis. But anywhere else in the state, you won't be able to travel to work or go anywhere without seeing fields. Because I'm telling you, Indiana is like one giant field. And I've never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. And the article saying here, the farmers, you know, they've never seen anything like it. Not to mention the devastation that this is to the farmer financially. This is a big deal, is the point I'm trying to make. But like we read in the first article that said sign of the times, weather patterns all over the planet are going nuts. It's not, every region seems to have some type of weather crisis. Another thing that's been happening that we haven't had a lot is all these tornadoes. I mean, just tornadoes everywhere. Praise God, none's been near me, but they've been within 15 minutes of me, 30 minutes of me, and some pretty devastating ones at that. And I think I've got an article about that, about the tornadoes. Let me see if I can skip to that real quick. Oh, here it is. The article says, this is not normal. There have been more than 500 tornadoes in the U.S. during the last 30 days. The mainstream media has been using the term uncharted territory to describe the unusual tornado outbreaks that have been happening in the middle of the country. But I don't think that that truly captures the historic nature of what we are witnessing. Over the last 30 days, there have been more than 500 tornadoes in the United States. That is not normal. In fact, Tuesday was the 12th day in a row when at least 8 tornadoes were spawned, and that is a new all-time record. Community after community in the Midwest looks like a war zone. So again, we're talking about the Midwest of the United States, where all the farming is done as far as grain, you know, like corn. The Midwest now looks like a war zone, and billions upon billions of dollars of damage has already been done. But this crisis is far from over because forecasters are telling us that more powerful storms will roar through the middle of the country on Wednesday. It's almost like, again, I'm not saying that this is, that somebody's causing this necessarily, but I'm saying that that situation does exist out there that you could research, and there's people who believe that weather manipulation is the cause of this. But if it was, it'd be almost like they were intentionally trying to destroy the Midwest as far as the farming is concerned. We've never had tornadoes like this. Or maybe this is God's judgment. I don't know, but it's bad. The article goes on to say, since 1998, there has been an average of 279 tornadoes during the month of May. So that's the average. So the fact that we've had more than 500 over the last 30 days means that we are running way, way above normal. In the last week alone, the authorities have linked tornadoes to at least 7 deaths and scores of injuries. Federal government weather forecasters logged preliminary reports of more than 500 tornadoes in a 30-day period, a rare figure if the reports are ultimately verified. After the start of the year proved mercifully quiet, the barrage continued Tuesday night as towns and cities across the Midwest took shelter from powerful storms. Tornadoes carved a line of devastation from eastern Kansas through Missouri, ripping trees and power lines in Lawrence, Kansas, southwest of Kansas City, and pulverizing houses in nearby Linwood. Like I said, there were several tornadoes here in Indiana and in Ohio that were pretty devastating as well. The article goes on for a while. I don't want to read the whole thing. But this is what's been going on. So if you're not from the Midwest, maybe you don't even know that this is going on. But if you are from the Midwest, then you know full well what I'm talking about. And if you're from Indiana or Ohio, then you know exactly, specifically what I'm talking about. This article says, due to cataclysmic flooding, millions upon millions of acres of U.S. farmland will not be planted with crops this year. So let me say that again. Because of the flooding, millions upon millions of acres of farmland will not be planted this year. And what do you think that does to the food supply and the cost of food when millions and millions of acres aren't even planted? It looks like 2019 could be the worst year for U.S. agriculture in modern American history by a very wide margin. As you will see below, millions upon millions of acres of U.S. farmland will go unused this year due to cataclysmic flooding. And many of the farmers that did manage to plant crops are reporting extremely disappointing results. The 12-month period that concluded the end of April was the wettest 12-month period in U.S. history. And more storms just kept on coming throughout the month of May. And now forecasters are warning of another series of storms this week. And following, it looks like a tropical storm will pummel the region. Many farmers just kept waiting for the flooding and the rain to end so that they could plant their crops, but it didn't happen. At this point, it is too late for many farmers to plant crops at all. and it is now being projected that 6 million acres of farmland that is usually used for corn will go completely unused this year. And I can confirm that here, at least in my state of Indiana, that is the case. Honestly, they don't give a percentage here, I don't think. The crop progress indicated that 67% of corn was planted in 18 key corn producing states. The 2014 to 2018 average for corn planted by June 2nd is 96%. So planting is off 30%. I would say those numbers aren't correct, because maybe it is if you take the whole, but I'll tell you this, here in Indiana, it's 1 to 10%. In my estimation, and I'm being conservative, I feel like. Corn planting has been at an all-time low percentage for the last three reports and remains behind schedule in 17 and 18 states monitored. Soybean planting is behind in 16 of the 18 key soybean producing states, according to reports. So far, just 39% of soybean planting has been taking place, compared to a five-year average of 79%. In the end, it would be easy to see that more than 10 million acres of U.S. farmland will go completely unused this year. Of course, he goes on and on and on. I think we've made our point. I'll just read this headline. Crop catastrophe in the Midwest. Latest USDA crop progress report indicates that a nightmare scenario is upon us. I think this might be a more recent article. Yeah, this one's, yeah, but it's pretty much the same information. So this is what's going on, friends. And you know, it'd be one thing if it was just an isolated issue that we just had a lot of rain this year in this area, but like the first article said, the signs of the times, the weather patterns all over the planet are going nuts. So it's bizarre and crazy everywhere. It's the point. Matter of fact, I've seen a lot of earthquake articles lately. I haven't compiled them, but I've been seeing tons of crazy earthquake numbers. And we know that in the last days there'll be earthquakes in diverse places, right? Matter of fact, if you go to the book of Matthew, or you can go to Matthew 24, you can go to Mark 13, you can go to Luke 21, where you see this covered. We'll just read the Matthew version. And it says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars." By the way, we're hearing a lot of that right now, if you're paying attention. "See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places, and all these are the beginning of sorrows." And we are seeing those things. We're seeing all kinds of pestilence. Earthquakes, man, over the last 10 years, the earthquakes are crazy numbers. And of course, famines. The food supply is getting destroyed right now, that's what we're talking about. And it's being destroyed all over the world in many different forms. So many people, I feel like, have fallen asleep. Fallen back asleep, like the 10 foolish maidens. Or the 5 foolish maidens. It was 10 maidens, 5 foolish, 5 wise. And they've fallen asleep. Really, you know, during the Obama years, at least here in the United States, during the Obama years, people were at least awake, right? Like, the Christians were waking up saying, this is crazy, and there was this big, like, awakening. But then, now that Trump has been elected president, all the Christians seem to have gone back to sleep. And I'm like, things have gotten worse and even crazier. At least as far as our culture is concerned, and at least as far as our morality is concerned, and as far as the biblical events are concerned, things are continuing to ramp up. It's like, wake up, people. Things are not getting better. They're not going to get better. According to scripture, they're going to get really bad. And you're going to need to have a great faith to persevere through the things that are developing. Well, I want to switch gears real quick, and I just want to read from the Bible. I want to read Hosea chapter 4. A message that Hosea gave to Israel, a warning to them. And I just wonder if it could be a message to us today. If it could be a warning to us today. So if you don't mind, we're going to switch gears from the news for now. And I just want to read from Hosea chapter 4. And open up your hearts. And let's just see if God could possibly be talking to us today. Remember, the Word of God is living. It's alive. Maybe this is a message to us, to the world today, to the whole world, to the entire world today, maybe. Let's see what it has to say. All right. Verse 1, chapter 4 of the book of Hosea. I'm going to read from the King James Bible. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Just that first line, I feel like goes out to all of us today, to the whole Western world, even to the nation of Israel, currently, and all around the world. There's no knowledge of God anymore. Everything's gone pagan, and even the church doesn't really know God anymore. Verse 2. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn. And everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the fields and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. We could do articles about that every day. Millions of fish wash up on the shores of this place and of that place. Scientists are baffled. What is happening? I see those articles every day. And you see the pictures, and the beaches are just lined with fish, dolphins, even sharks, I mean whales. The fish are dying. Verse 4. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as that to strive with a priest. Therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase. That sounds like all cultures around the world today. We take pharmakia to make sure that we don't increase. And if we do increase, we just go to our baby execution center. Sacrifice the children to Baal. Because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine, the new wine, take away the heart. You know, he's speaking to the willful ignorance of the people. He said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Why? Because thou hast rejected knowledge. You've rejected the things of God. God's given you all this information. You've rejected it. And so his people are destroyed for rejecting knowledge. Because they reject knowledge, he will reject us, according to what he is telling Israel here through the prophet Hosea. He says, you've set your heart on iniquity. All you care about is evil. All you care about is adultery and everything evil. And because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you. You have forgotten the law of God, and I will forget thy children, he says. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a whoring from under their God. He's talking about idolatry. You've went after false gods. Don't think for a second that that's not the case here in the United States. Every movie, every TV show is about a false god. I mean, there's a TV show called Lucifer, for crying out loud, on the Fox Network. Every series is about paganism. The world has embraced every form of religion, but rejected Christianity. I mean, you just look how things are. You can worship any evil god that you want. I mean, they project the gods on the towers in New York City with the tongues out and one eye closed and all the stars mimic it, and all the teenagers now are taking Instagram photos mimicking these signs to a god, to the gods of this age. But if you dare say, I worship Jesus Christ, you will lose your job. You will lose your place. They will shut down your funding. I mean, if there's any, if people need any reason extra to believe that Christianity is true and that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the path to heaven, you need look no further than why is the, if it's not true, then why is the entire world so vehemently opposed to Jesus? Meanwhile, every other god is completely acceptable, no matter how wicked and evil. Make no mistake about it. This is a pagan country. They sacrifice from upon the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills under the oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughter shall commit whoredom and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for they for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doeth not understand shall fall. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth Aven, nor swear the Lord liveth. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone. Their drink is sour, they have committed whoredoms continually. Her rulers with shame do love give ye. The wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. I would like to read more from Hosea, but we are out of time. And maybe we just need to go through this whole book and see all the incredible connections and correlations that we can make today by listening to these words from the prophet to Israel. I'm out of time, friends. Seek God, seek His face, repent of sin. Wake up. The times are upon us. They have not drifted away, or we are not in some type of holding period. Don't listen to that nonsense. Things are moving forward as prophesied. So be awake and be ready and be watching for the return. Pray without ceasing, the scriptures say, that you might escape these things and stand before the Son of Man. Peace and grace be with all of you. Thank you for your support. It's humbling and more than I deserve, and I appreciate all of you who helped me make this happen. Peace and grace be with all of you. Till next time, God bless.